Tucked away in the mostly industrial area off of I-25 is Rising Sun Distillery, whose vibrant atmosphere and bright yellow and turquoise walls are a strong contrast to the deserted, treeless streets and colorless buildings outside. Above the bar, at the entrance, is a quote, "Life is too short not to drink well." While the Rising Sun is women-owned and has a woman as the head distiller, it doesn't cater specifically to women. But distiller Kim Cavallaro says that they are able to be more playful and experimental with fruity and floral tastes that might be considered more feminine.
A lot of women drink hard liquor, they drink spirits. You know, it's kind of not like beer where it's dominated by a lot of men, and a lot of men also drink it. And a lot of women really gravitate towards the spirits, and so I think we can play into what female taste palates are like.
Along with organic vodka and gin, Rising Sun brews spirits with a Colorado flavor, like peach brandy, chili liqueur, and the soon-to-be-released lavender liqueur. Co-owner Dawn Richardson wants a different taste reflected in her decor as well, something fun and down-to-earth, and so the walls are painted with bright colors.
We come at it with a different sentiment. Like, even the feel of my distillery, I didn't want corrugated tin and barnwood, like every other brewery and distillery in town. I wanted a place that felt different. I didn't want it to emasculate men, but I wanted women to feel like, hey, this is comfortable. And as a result, in our tasting room, probably 60% of our clients are women.
Distiller Kim realizes that she is in the minority in this industry, but her only concern about breaking in was having somebody believe that she was physically capable of doing the job.
Day to day, you know, it's a lot of moving heavy hoses around, dealing with hot steam. A lot of job requirements say you must be able to lift 50 pounds, but I actually do, on a daily basis, lift things that are 50 pounds or more several times. I don't necessarily look like I'm capable of doing those things, so that was my only real concern about breaking into this industry, was convincing somebody that I actually can do it, you know, actually getting them to give me a shot.
So far, she's had only supportive responses.
It was mostly surprise. I haven't had anybody really doubt me. You know, people don't expect me to be the distiller, so they don't necessarily think to ask. But when they find out that I am, I'm pleasantly surprised with how excited people are.
And Kim's experience raises the question many women of her generation have, to proudly label yourself as a woman or to just get on with the job. And while Kim is happy to be a distiller, Dawn feels that there are still a lot of glass ceilings to be broken.
It seems like a lot of younger women don't see gender as an inhibitor. They just want to be known as a distiller. They just want to be known as a welder or whatever that happens to be. But, you know, I'm of a generation where I saw my mother fighting for the ERA. And so I feel more of a bridge generation, where I still feel like those glass ceilings need to be broken and we need to be out there in front of other young women showing that women can do these things, to break them down so that it becomes commonplace.
Whether or not Rising Sun is breaking glass ceilings, they certainly lend their own flavor to craft distilling. For KGNU, I'm Fiona Foster.